Turn your Bibles with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians. We're going to read verses 7 through 12 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Okay, it says, "But we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children. So, affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. For you remember, brethren, our labor and toil, for laboring night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you, we preach to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe, as you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father does his own children, that you would walk worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory." Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would use your word here this morning to speak to our hearts, to help us, to shape our lives in the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that you would be with us as dads this morning, especially, that you would help us to apply the truths that we find in this passage of Scripture to our lives and to our children's lives. Lord, I pray that you'd be with each and every one of us to glean what you have for us this morning, to know how to treat others, to know how to influence others for righteousness. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This is a passage of Scripture where the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Thessalonica. We see in this passage how Paul related to these people and how he ministered to them. And he uses the example of parents, how parents would minister to their children, as an example of how he ministered to them. Now, I want us to understand that these same principles that are given to us in this passage of Scripture about ministering to everyone will also be great principles for us to apply as dads and moms, but dads today, because it's Father's Day, that will help us to be the dads that God wants us to be. So I want us to take a look at this passage of Scripture and see some positive aspects of parenting that I would like us to be able to see and apply to our lives. Now, look at verse 7 again in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Look at verse 7. It says, "But we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children. So affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you have become dear to us." Now, first thing I want to say is this. Dad, find ways to express your love for your children. Find ways to express your love to your children. Paul showed his love to those spiritual children that he had. He showed it to them. They knew he loved them. Why? Because he showed it to them. Paul showed his spiritual children. Our physical children are our spiritual children, dads. Understand something, that your physical children, the children that you have, are also your spiritual children. God wants you to raise them and influence them spiritually. Okay? And he wants you to have an effect on their spiritual well-being as well as their physical well-being. He doesn't want you to just put a roof over their head and feed them. He wants you to have a positive spiritual influence on their lives. And that means showing them you love them. Showing your love to them. You know, I know that's hard for us as men to actually show love, but it's important that we do it. Dan Benson, in his book, The Total Man, says that for every positive word most dads say to their children, they say 10 negative ones. They're good at words like don't, you can't, stop that, and no. But they're not very good at positive words. Benson suggests we could change the whole personality of our relationship with our children if we learn to be positive and influence things in a positive way. I think that's part of it. I think there's showing love is telling your kids that you love them, telling them that you're proud of them, telling them that you are pleased with them, telling them that you think they're doing good in something that they're doing. Be a positive influence. Show them that you love them by having a positive effect on their lives. We're good at pointing out their faults, right? We're real good at that. We're real good at telling them what they shouldn't be doing. But a lot of times, we're not good at telling them what good things they are doing and how they are pleasing us with their lives and how we love them. Dad, you need to just go out and say, I love you, to your children, okay? They should hear that. I like to tell my children that all the time. I say, I love you, and, you know, just say it. I know it might be awkward at first, but I say it, and it's not that awkward. And I get to hear, I love you too, except for Hannah. Except for Hannah. She goes, well, I don't know. I guess I love you too. But you know what? Our kids ought to hear that from us, dads. They ought to be able to hear, hey, I love you. How do we show our love? We share our life with them. Notice what the phrase, also our own lives. Did you notice that phrase there? Look at verse, verse 8. It says, so affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God. We're not only telling you what to do, okay? We're not only telling you the do's and don'ts of life, but also our own lives because you had become dear to us. Now, how do you show your children that you love them? You share your lives with them. You don't just come home from work, sit on the recliner, read your newspaper, and say, don't bother me, kids. Don't bother me. I don't want to hear it from you right now. You don't ever spend time with them. You don't take them out hunting. You don't take them out fishing. You don't take them for a ride in the park. You don't take them to do stuff. Hey, how do they know that you love them if you don't spend any time with them? If you don't share your life with them, okay? You got to share your life with your kids. You've got to share your life with them. If you do, they'll know when you say, I love you, that you really mean it. They won't have to question it because they'll know, hey, my dad cares enough about me to spend time with me, okay? And that is very important in a child's life. Because it does show love. We see it here with the Apostle Paul. He's affirming his love to these people by telling them, hey, I shared my life with you. I spent time with you. Okay? And that's something that we ought to do with one another as well. I don't want us to lose sight of the general principle here, which is this. If we want to show love to our fellow Christians, then we got to spend time with them. I was so grateful for the time that I was able to spend with some of you this week. Since Christy and the kids were gone, I had a lot more time to spend with you, and I was able to take some of you guys out fishing, and some of you we went out to eat with, and I really appreciate you guys having me over and feeding me. That was great, too. But the thing was, we got to spend time together, right? We got to share our lives together. That's how we show each other we care about each other. Okay? That's how we really do that. And so it's more than just saying, oh, yeah, I really care about you. It's, I care about you and I want to spend some time with you. I want to share my life with you. And that's how we really show people that we love one another. Okay? So, not only that, your kids don't need more video game time, dads. Your kids don't need more video game time. They need more daddy time. They need more daddy time. Okay? Dad, I know you are busy, but take time to get involved with your child's life. And when you are with them, show them that you love them by telling them that you love them. Okay? Now, look at verse 9. Look at verse 9. It says, for you remember, brethren, our labor and toil, for laboring night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you, we preach to you the gospel of God. Dad, be an example of a hard-working man to your children. Be an example of a hard-working man to your children. Notice Paul made it clear that one of the ways he expressed his love for these people was to work hard for their welfare. To work hard for their welfare. When your children see that you work hard for them, for their good, they'll know that you love them. And they will respect you for that. This showed Paul's great unselfishness for them. You know, and that is important, Dad, that your kids see that you're willing to sacrifice and work hard for their good, okay? Because you will lose a lot of respect from your children and a lot of influence that you could have in your children if you don't. Years ago, I was ministering to a young man, and he wasn't working, and he had a wife and two children. And I said to him, I said, you know, you really got to get a job, no matter what it is. You know, I know the economy is tough right now. You may not be able to get what you want, but I know you can get a job, you know, whatever it may be, and just work so you can earn some money for your family. And his reply to me was, well, I want a job where I can be a hero. Okay. I want a job where I can be a hero. Now, understand something. A real hero in your children's eyes and in God's eyes is someone that will work, even though it might not be what he wants to do, to make sure his wife and kids have some food and have a roof over their head. That's what a real hero is. So please, let's not make excuses for not working. Let's work. Let's do the work that we got to do. It might not be what you enjoy doing, or it may not be exactly what you want to do. You know, it may not be that job where you can be a hero. But understand, when you work hard for your family, you are a hero. Okay? And that's what we want, dads. We want to be that to our children. And we want to have an influence on our children. And we can have that as we work hard and we show them that we're willing to work hard for their welfare. Okay? Now, look at verse 10. It says, you are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we have behaved ourselves among you who believe. Dad, let your life be an open book to your children. Let your life be an open book to your children. Paul had nothing to hide from these people. He said, look, you know my life. You've seen my life. I'm not perfect, but what you see is what you get. I'm not being a hypocrite. I'm not trying to hide something from you. I'm not being hypocritical. What you see is what you get. And I'm trying to live the best I can for you. So Paul basically says that he wasn't perfect, but he wasn't a hypocrite. And that is very important. Our children will see right through hypocrisy. Our children will see right through hypocrisy. It's very important that we live consistently before our children. And when we make a promise to them, that we keep it, that we don't go back on our word. And if we do, that we make it right by asking for forgiveness and saying, hey, I'm going to make this up to you. Don't be a hypocrite. A couple of years ago, wrong illustration. Here it is. Listen to Brian's story. Listen to Brian's story. I was just 12 years old when my Boy Scout troop planned a father-son camp out. I was thrilled and could hardly wait to rush home and give my father all the information. I wanted so much to show him all I'd learned in scouting, and I was so proud when he said he'd go with me. The Friday of the camp out finally came, and I had all my gear out on the porch, ready to stuff it in his car the moment he arrived. We were all to meet at the school at 5 p.m. and carpool to the campground. But Dad didn't get home from work until 7 p.m. I was frantic, but he explained that things had gone wrong at work and told me not to worry. We could still get up first thing in the morning and join the others. After all, we had a map. I was disappointed, of course, but decided to make the best of it. First thing in the morning, I was up and had everything in his car while it was still getting light, all ready for us to catch up with my friends and their fathers at the campground. Dad had said we'd leave around 7 a.m., and I was ready a half hour before that, but he didn't even come out of his room until 9 a.m. When he saw me stand out front with the camping gear, he finally explained that he had a bad back and couldn't sleep on the ground. He hoped I'd understand and that I'd be a big boy about it, but could I please get my things out of his car because he had several commitments to keep. Just about the hardest thing I've ever done was go out to the car and take out my sleeping bag, cook stove, pup tent, and supplies. And then, while I was putting my stuff away in the storage shed, and he thought I couldn't see, I watched him carry his golf clubs out, throw them in the trunk of the car, and drive away to keep his commitment. That's when I realized my dad never meant to go with me to the camp out. I didn't matter to him, but his golfing buddies did. Now, I want you to understand something. Dad, you say a lot to your children with your actions and with your promises to them. Don't be a hypocrite. Be blameless before them. When you make a promise to them, you keep it. And if you don't, make it right. Don't allow your kid to go through a circumstance like Brian did. That is nothing that any kid should have to go through. And you will lose all the respect and influence you have from your child. And you will not be able to influence them for righteousness if you treat your children that way. So Dad, when you make a promise to your child, keep it. Keep it. Now look at verse 11 and 12. It says, as you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as fathers does, as a father does his own children, that you would walk worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. Finally, dads, be a positive spiritual influence on your children. Notice how Paul related to the people in order to help them in their walk with the Lord. Notice there's three actions that he took in order to influence their lives in a positive way and influence their lives to live for the Lord. First, he exhorted them. He exhorted them. Now, the word exhort here, what does that mean? It means that we tell people what is right. We tell people what is right. Now, as a dad, you need to tell your child what is right. How do you do that? How do you do that on a consistent basis? I'll tell you how you do that. You open this book every day to your children, and you make sure they understand what this book says. Okay? When you do that, you're exhorting your children because you're showing them what is right. And what is right is found in the Bible. All that your children need to know about doing right is found right here in this book. Make sure they open it and read it. Make sure they see you opening it and reading it. And make sure they see you opening it and reading it to them. That's how you exhort your children. It's very simple, but it will take you being consistent. You need to be consistent and tell them what is right. Make sure they know what is right. There's other ways you can do that too. Of course, making sure that they're in church so that they can be told what is right. Making sure they're around people that are going to influence them for right. That's how you exhort your children, okay? And then it says, he comforted them. He comforted them. Your child scrapes their knee and comes to you, and you say, get over it. You're fine. Stop your whining, right? And sometimes you have to do that, Dad, because sometimes your kids become hypochondriacs, right? But a lot of times they just need a hug and you to say, oh, it's going to be okay, right? You comfort them. You know what? As they grow older, they're going to need some comfort as well. Maybe someone that they thought was their friend really hurts them, okay? That happens, doesn't it? It happens. And that can really affect your child spiritually. When someone hurts them with their feelings, okay? You can be there for them and say, you know what? I understand what you're going through, and I love you, and I know it hurts, but God can get you through this, okay? And that happens. And you need to be there and comfort your children. Be there to comfort them when they're struggling. And then it says, he charged them. He charged them. You know, Paul said, look, you guys, I told you what's right. You know what's right. Now it's time to do what's right. Now it's time to act on what you have learned, okay? That's what we need to do, dads. We need to show our kids what's right, show them how to live, okay? Comfort them in their struggles. But at some point, you got to say to them, okay, now it's time to act on what you've learned. Now it's time for me to help you know what to do with your life. And you're charging them. You're saying, charge, you know, maybe not like that, but you're saying, hey, it's time to do something with your life. How many children and families do I know where they've got a 30-year-old son sitting on the couch trying to figure out his life? That's crazy. That's crazy. You need to charge him, okay? You need to charge him. Understand that. You got to charge him. When your children are growing up, here's one of the things you need to be saying to them. You need to be asking God what he wants you to do with your life. You need to be asking God what he wants you to do with your life and then act on it. And then you help them. You know, you say, hey, you're mechanically inclined. You need to be thinking about something where you can use your hands. Hey, you're musical. You may be wanting to think about something where you can do music. Hey, you're really smart in math. Maybe you need to be thinking about engineering. Hey, it looks like God wants you to be a preacher. You need to be going and thinking about getting training to be a preacher. Whatever it is, you need to be charging your children, directing them in the way they should go. That's what the Bible says. Okay? And so, dads, that's part of our job. So we need to exhort them, we need to comfort them, and we need to charge them. Okay? Dads, express your love to your children by spending time with them and by telling them that you love them, by working hard for them, by being open with them, and by being a positive spiritual influence on them. If you will do that, your kids will respect you, and you will be a positive influence for the Lord on their lives.